Energy!
I have energy, I just don't want to be here!
This is a podcast. It's me, Matt, and I am joined by Will today.
Hey, what's up?
Today is the week of June 25th, 2012. And it is just only us two today because nobody can get a hold of Jean.
She is MIA.
She said she'd be a part of it, but we haven't heard back from her. I don't know what's up with her.
Yeah, I'm sure she's taking care of something important, I guess.
Taking care of something. Another botch robot?
Yeah, maybe. Or doing something with one of her cats, maybe.
Put her cats in a box?
If she even has any cats, yeah.
If she has any cats left alive?
Yeah, that's it.
I like this new podcast format. It's just one person's on there, and then we just talk crap on the other person, and then they come back next week to defend themselves. It'll be good entertainment for the viewers.
Yep.
Anyway, we are here to talk about Will's point of view. He's here to present his point of view on Let's Play for Child's Play 1 and what his thoughts were. So, Will, anytime you're ready, take it away.
All right, well, the first attempt was a pretty interesting experience. We went about, 18 or so hours in, was it?
It cut off at hour 19, but I know I went about at least 24 hours.
Well, I probably stopped. Well, yeah, it was about that. All I remember was I got pretty tired about, 15, 16 hours in, but we kind of just kept going until we realized the beat had stopped. But anyway, I thought the first day was pretty good. It was pretty interesting. It was pretty cool being able to interact with all the people in the chat. You know, we raised some money, which was pretty good. So, I mean, I thought it was a pretty good experience as far as day one went.
I'd agree with that. It seems like you had some trouble, though, in Skyrim. You only got to level 3 until Jason came in. So, you want to talk about that?
It didn't help when the game froze up. So, I would get to a certain point and then I'd have to start over. But, if I were to do that again, I would have to figure out a different game, only for the fact that, try to find a game that wouldn't freeze up. I don't know. Or a game that would have as much, playability, I guess, as far as being able to play as long as I could.
Right. And we'll get to what kind of record you were looking at later, but for now, what was your attitude, hour by hour, for the event? How were you feeling early on, and then you just kind of did you feel yourself going downhill?
Yeah, I felt good the first, I felt good probably until about maybe 2 or 3 a.m., and then I guess I started to feel tired, or maybe it was just my legs, or it was just hard sitting there for so long. I know I was really tired by about 6 a.m., but 5, 6 a.m., but it was hard sitting there for so long, and it was hard just kind of knowing how many hours we still had to go.
The AC was off overnight, and...
Oh, yeah, that didn't help either.
No, that was the hardest part for me, I thought. Well, it's just that it was dark, and I was sweating, because there was just no relief from that heat.
Yeah, that was definitely, that definitely did not help either. And then it came on around 6 a.m. or so, and I guess that kind of woke me up a little bit.
Yeah. When the sun started coming back on, or coming back up, I started to get a second wind from that, and I felt much more awake right around the 8, 9 a.m. mark.
Yeah, and then when the whole thing had to end like it did, it was so, I guess, surreal. The whole entire basically half a year or so going into that, and then it ended the way it did. That was kind of just weird.
It was depressing, I thought.
Yeah, same. I mean, it was depressing. It was like I was so tired, but at the same time, it was just weird, you know, depressing slash weird, just, you know, whatever sort of, you know, just, it was just a bad way to end it the way it did, but I don't know how I would have kept going anyway as far as trying to keep, I mean, I would have tried to have kept playing at least 24, 30 hours, I guess, but I don't know. At least now, going forward, to do it again, I would know that, well, we would definitely want caffeine on with us.
Yeah. I think we're going to bring some fans next time.
Yeah, definitely fans. Also, I think it helps having that one witness that we had there, because he was talking to us and kind of keeping us awake. And, of course, we know we need a witness for every second we're doing it.
Right. And he says he's going to help us with that for Let's Play 2.
Yeah. True.
Also, he said he wants to set a Guinness World Record of his own for gaming.
That's right. Did you say which one?
He wants to do Minecraft. And I don't know if there's a record for that, so he'll be setting it, so he should be going for at least 24 hours.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a record I could go for. I don't know. One was like 50 hours, I think.
I dare you to go for that longest video games marathon.
So which one?
The generic one, the longest video games marathon period.
Oh.
Where it's 109 hours.
Yeah, that was, I think that was like 100, was that like 101 hours or something like that?
Yeah, I think it was 109, and they 109? Played Assassin's Creed 2 Brotherhood. It's just one game. The rules of that one is just you play one game.
I think realistically, I would have to set that over a bunch of days just so I could get like legit rest in the middle of that attempt. I know just from doing the first one now, a couple hours here or there, probably, I don't know, but I guess I thought the best way to attack this was to play as long as I could and then, you know, take whatever rest I need and then get back to it. But I think once you shut down or start to shut down and then you try to wake up, it's just harder to get back. I guess maybe instead of trying to just go for as much as possible, maybe kind of pace myself early on. I don't know.
I mean, my strategy was to just go as long as I can and then take a 3-hour break when I needed to. So I guess just take that 3-hour nap so I can be nice and awake for when we start up again. Because I think the rhythm is that it's like every 1.5 hours you go through a cycle, or every 3 hours you go through a cycle, something like that. So I just kind of, I was thinking that I was going to time my naps to that, and that's how that was going to work.
That's true. Yeah, that's true, because I think we kind of got messed up with the breaks a little bit, only because it was kind of hard to keep track of, like, who had what time off and stuff. I figured it'd be a little bit easier, but I don't know. I think we did well. I think we managed it pretty well as far as when we had breaks.
Just going back to Let's Play for Child's Play, I still have all the... I still have the crafts that a lot of people made from the last one that we didn't get to auction off, and we will hold that for Let's Play for Child's Play 2.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, I don't want to put them up on eBay because it just seems kind of like anticlimactic. And
yeah, true.
It's kind of too late to do that. The only one I don't have on a box is the Phantom Mask that I made, and that's kind of hanging up my wall. That'll probably go back up again for auction. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that people need to know about Let's Play 2. Oh, we were talking about Jason setting the Minecraft record. I talked to the IT people who helped us last time, and it might get a little bit weird having three people there. So we're trying our best to accommodate that. I think it'd be kind of cool for three of us to go for a record.
Yeah,
it gives a really good feel of a sequel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
So I think after the question is, you know, after Child's Play, or Let's Play for Child's Play 2, is there going to be a Let's Play for Child's Play 3?
I don't know.
Because we won't have that IT crew anymore.
Yeah, that's right, we won't. I don't know, though. Maybe they'll let us do it again there. I don't know.
Like, we should just become, like, an official Guinness record.
Yeah, maybe.
People at Longwood.
Yeah.
That'd be a cool arrangement, but I have no idea how that would work.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we could talk to the alumni division about it. Oh, is there anything you want to do differently for Let's Play for Child's Play 2?
Just, I would pick a different game. Definitely have caffeine with me. I don't know. Other than that, really, I guess as far as strategy or anything, I don't know. I guess I would just play as well. Well, yeah, I think I probably would just keep playing like as I did last time. Because, I mean, I forgot that since we didn't have caffeine, that would make a difference right there. So, I don't know. I would just pick a different game, though, for sure.
I'd agree with that. I mean, Skyrim was just so boring to watch.
Yeah, it's usually not that bad. I mean, usually it's pretty interactive and entertaining, but I think I was just getting distracted anyway, and all I knew was I just wanted to keep moving my character. Plus, with the game freezing up, I was getting kind of nervous about that, too, but, yeah, I don't know. I'd have to figure out another game that could play for as long as I would need it to. If I had to do one game, that is.
Are you thinking about doing, like, a series of games or something like that? Like, kind of like what I did,
It would make it a little bit easier.
I hear you.
Although, I might try to, you know, since we have GameStop, they're at our disposal, we could, you know, I could use different systems, too.
True. But you have to count in the time you would have to do to set up new systems, because that's break time.
Yeah, that is true, but, I don't know, right now, it's just, I'm not even sure.
I'm sure you'll come up with something.
Yeah, I'm just, there's one, longest video games marathon playing an NHL game. This was set for 24 hours. I could probably do that one.
Oh, yeah, that'd be no problem.
Yeah, playing NHL 10. This took place at the Super Walmart in, I guess, Orillia, Canada. I would probably try to do that one right there, because I almost played for 24 hours last time.
So, wait, Walmart sponsored a Guinness World Record attempt?
I guess, it took place in front of the Walmart, so I guess it was on their property anyway, but I don't know if they actually had any say in the matter. I guess if it was on their property, though, they kind of did.
Yeah, because that was like a public event on their property. They wouldn't even let us film inside the Walmart, and people outside holding Guinness World Records.
You know, as well, Steve, that's Farmville, though. I mean, this is Canada, so I guess it could be different.
They are much nicer in Canada.
Well, I know it's a hockey game, too, so...
Nice. Let's get all the stereotypes in there.
Well, you know, hockey and Canada goes hand in hand.
Right.
But, you know, talking about that, this is a little bit off topic, but just talking about the, they wouldn't let us film our project, but in my Spanish class that semester, a couple of people did film in Walmart, and I'm guessing that they did not ask permission or anything, because they just did it anyway.
True. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe they just filmed. I don't know. Maybe they said it was for a class project. Maybe they asked someone different. I don't know.
Also, I talked to Jean and asked her if she was going to enter in the Campus Movie Fest in the fall. And she refused.
She refused?
She did.
What'd she say? Was she just like, I'm too busy? Or?
Yeah, she said she'd be way too busy to do it.
Yeah, I know as a senior she'll have all her art assessment stuff coming up or whatever.
Yeah.
That's my thing, too, is I'm just trying to figure out just how crazy things will be academically as well.
True. But, I mean, I managed to organize that thing during my senior year, so...
Yeah, I can be done, for sure.
Yeah, plus I can help you out back here.
Yeah, I think I'm just trying to... Actually, I think now I know what game I would do. I would just try to go for the NHL record, just knock out 24 hours. I feel like that's much more doable, considering I almost went that long the first time. And I don't know, just 24 hours is a day, you know. It's not 50 hours, it's not... I guess that was the other thing, the psychological aspect, as far as playing for so long and then realizing you still have 30 or 20 hours or whatever it is to go.
I absolutely stopped thinking about that at certain points, and I was just like, I just want to beat Sunshine 100% it before the record's done. And
I think I did find my game though.
Awesome. So go ahead and submit an application, and I can't wait to hear back from that.
Yeah, I'll have to. And I think I would do it with the upcoming game NHL 13. which is supposed to be really good anyway, so.
Just might as well switch topics real quick. Speaking of marathons, right now during the filming of this podcast, it'll probably be over by the time I put it up, but there is Mario Marathon 5 going on right now, and it's the 5th annual Mario Marathon. These group of guys get together, and they just play Mario games for hours. And this year, I think they're going over 100 hours.
Oh, well, straight?
It's not... Well, it is straight, but they kind of switch people in and out.
Yeah.
And they have, like, little challenges going on. Like, if you donate this much, we'll do this level. And if you donate this much, we'll do this level. And that's pretty cool. They were at over $80,000 by the time... the last time I looked at them, which was, like, about an hour ago, I guess. So they're doing pretty good for themselves.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Is it a world record attempt sort of thing, or is it just playing?
It's just playing. Like, there's no record. It's just they're doing it for fun, and they're getting people to donate. And it's a good time. And they'll probably have a Mario Marathon 6. So I encourage everyone to check that out when that's out, because I had a good time in there. Peter was on a couple times, and he had a good time watching that. His fiance is now addicted to watching that. Peter messaged me over Facebook earlier, and he said that she cannot stop watching it, and it's all my fault. But, yeah, and they give away prizes every once in a while. They give away, like, shirts. They give away books. They give away, like, little Mario Marathon, like, drawing books, coloring books. And I believe... this year, Jamie Dillion from Child's Play Charity, she's giving away a batch of cookies to one prize winner.
Cookies.
Homemade cookies. That sounds delicious. I hope it's
made. Yeah, it works for me.
I think I donated like $45 of my own money to this one.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Nice.
So, if anybody listening to this saw, yep, I have a person waving on the screen. That was me. And there goes $45. But it's to a good cause. I think when Desert Bus premiered, or when Desert Bus 4 was on, I think I donated like $60 or $80 for that one.
Oh, wow.
So, oddly enough, I've spent more money on other people's charity marathons than our own charity marathon.
We made, what, like $400 or something?
Yeah, it was over $400, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I know my parents put in a lot to that one. Yeah. I don't know how much, but...
But, I mean, I promised people $1,000. By the end of this whole thing, we will have $1,000 in there. But, I mean, all those marathons are a good time. And Mario Marathon 5, again, it's the 5th one, so they're much more established than we are. But they had some good tips. I think they said kind of know your game and do some practice before that. And since I was going for a Guinness World Record, I was thinking... I better not, because then if I end up playing it too fast, then it's going to come back and bite me. But Sunshine is such a pain anyway, maybe I should have.
And yeah, maybe.
So if I don't get the Zelda record approved, and then I'll just go back with Mario again, and I think I'll have some Sunshine down by then, so people will expect to see 100% Mario Sunshine run. You have anything else to say before we wrap this up?
No. What about you?
I got nothing. Jean didn't come on to defend herself, so maybe she'll come on next time.
I guess she agrees then.
What's that?
I guess she agrees with our assessment then.
She agrees with our assessment. I don't think she heard our assessment yet.
Well, she will.
She will.
I guess.
Hopefully we can get her on next time.
Yeah.
I forgot. We don't really have the name for this podcast. We usually have one after some weird thing that happened. But it's just been audio problems this time.
Yeah.
Absent Gene and audio problems.
Gene and the audio problems.
Gene and the audio problems. I like that. Hey, speaking of Gene's problems, did you see that Facebook status she's had about...
Yes, I did.
Her knowing the concept of a relationship?
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, I agree with that. That was pretty good. You want to see what her latest status is?
No, what's it say?
Was at work when the storm hit, taking care of a bunch of kitties, and you?
And you?
Well, it has dot, 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 question mark. Like, what did you do?
Oh. I podcasted with Will.
Yep. Although I think she's talking earlier in the day, so I guess I was in Spanish class. And what were you doing?
I don't know. I was getting ready for the podcast. In fact, that's what I'm going to write on her status right now, and everyone needs to hang on. We're doing... That's right. We have reached the point in the podcasting career where we do live Facebooking.
Hey, it's the world's way. It's what everyone does these days.
It's the world's way.
Might as well jump on board.
Exactly.
If people can Facebook while they're driving, what's a little podcast time going to do?
Who's Facebooking while they're driving?
Well, you know, on their phones and stuff. I'm assuming, anyway.
Is that what you see when everybody looks at phones? They must be Facebooking?
Well, some people have done that.
Have you done that?
Nope.
That reminds me, there's this, and I'll put it in the link top, there's this British ad about this girl, but it's this girl, and she's doing some texting, and then she looks up, and then she just, like, she does that head-on collision with a car on the oncoming lane, like that driver-side one.
Yeah.
And it's like an event, and it's like the most horrific thing, like, both of her friends have died, she's, like, screaming, and then they go to the other van, and there's, like, a whole family in there, and then, like, the mother's dead, but there's like a 5-year-old in the back, and she's like, "Mommy, mommy, why won't she wake up?" And the fireman's like trying to pull people out of the car, and then they no, it gets worse. And then they go and they pan over to like this baby, and this baby's eyes just open, and that thing is gone. And it's like, "Oh my God, what is going on?" It's like horrifying.
Where did you see this?
It's like. Somebody linked it to me or something like that. I can't remember how I found it, but I can look it up again pretty easily. But yeah, I mean, that is extreme advertising right there.
That's, pretty intense.
Yeah, so what's up?
That's, I don't even know, I'm speechless. that's kind of like that commercial. There's a guy who, is brain dead, and he's talking. And he's like, you know, basically saying that I'm forever not paralyzed, but forever disabled, basically, from a car accident in which I guess he was texting. And then they show the text, and it says, "Where are you?" And it's like, "This is the text that changed my life forever. Don't text and drive."
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they use pretty powerful messaging these days. Or pretty powerful, you know, tools like this.
Oh, man. It's too extreme. Nobody's going to buy that.
Exactly. That's what kind of those anti-smoking commercials, too.
Yeah, they're getting extreme, too. Whether it's, like, the woman who died of a stroke, or not died, but she had a stroke, and now she's bedridden. I mean, I know, like, these are real people, and I know this has happened to them, but I also know that, like, extreme advertising like this is just going to have people... have that mentality where they're thinking, well, that stuff's never going to happen to me. It's just going to have the opposite effect. So I don't know what's going on with these, like, outpouring of, like, this extreme commercializing, or commercials.
I mean, it's like, I get their point, but on the other hand, some people are going to be like, that's not going to happen to me, and they're just going to do it anyway.
Yeah, they're not offering them, like, a solution or a way out. They're just saying, this is probably going to happen to you if you keep smoking, stop smoking.
Yeah. And at the same time, it's like, you know, the government, you know, they make all this money off the cigarettes they sell, the tobacco products they sell anyway. And it's like, you know, they want you to quit, but they don't really.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, because they'll go out of business. But, I mean, I think that's enough topic for another time. I don't feel like we're big enough to tackle tobacco yet.
Not today, maybe tomorrow.
Not today, maybe tomorrow. That is the right attitude. That's the attitude for, you know what? That should be the slogan for Child's Play 2. Not today, maybe tomorrow.
That would work, because we didn't get the record that one day, but we're still trying.
We're still trying, because we're going to get it. We're going to get the records, and we are going to raise $1,000 for Child's Play charity. We're going to do it all.
It takes a village to, you know, tackle this thing.
It obviously does, since we have to have two witnesses in, like, four-hour shifts.
Basically throughout the entire thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess we'll wrap it up right there then.
All right.
If you don't have anything else to add.
Nope. It's been fun.
Yes, it has. What episode is this? I guess this is episode 12 or episode 2 of season 2. So,
yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, episode 2 of season 2. All right, this is Matt.
I'm Will.
And thank you for listening, everybody. Bye for now.
See ya.